Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only.
Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with your host, Pete Talbot, along with Dr. Samara Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you an opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here's your host of Leading Edge Medicine, Pete Talbot.
Hey, good morning. We've had an interesting couple of hours, don't you think, Jerry? It's been really good.
It's always good.
It always is. Real fascinating. You never know where the show's going to go because we direct it in the direction you as a listener want to go. In fact, Jerry, remember we used to experiment. This was like 18, 19, 20 years ago when we first started the show.
We tried to have a topic.
A topic. We would commit the show to a topic.
That's right. Today we're going to talk about
thyroid.
This. And then that was never what people wanted to hear about. They'd call about something else.
Well,
and that's where we went.
That's right. And it was
so we just gave up. Now I start it with whatever interests me. And then as soon as other people want to talk about something else, that's where we go.
That's where we go.
I never know from call to call where it's happening.
So with that in mind, let me give you the toll-free number again. Many of you have it memorized. I've been giving it out now for 21 years. 1-888-312-5757. 888-312-5757. And as always, anything goes as long as it's about medicine or even the politics associated with medicine. We can talk about it. We don't have to talk just about the coronavirus.
No.
But we can.
We can.
Anything goes.
Yep.
It was about 50-50 during the last 2 hours. And again, if you want to know where we are starting at 8 o'clock every Saturday morning, go to our website, lmclinic.com. And on the top of the page, there's a little button that says podcast. Click it, and up will pop where we are for the first 2 hours, and then where we are for these 2 hours, 10 to noon, on 570 KVI. So there you go. And by the way, when you push the podcast button, you will see a list of all the previous shows, and you can listen to them right online. So if you hear something, for example, this morning, and it's really, really good, and you wish, oh, I wish my mom and dad could hear that, or my cousin Joe, or my brother Sam, what have you, you can say, hey, go to lmclinic.com. By Monday, we will have this weekend's shows, all 4 hours, and listed specifically hour by hour on our website, and you can listen to them again. Or have a friend, a relative, coworker, neighbor, that kind of a thing. Listen, very valuable stuff. So we put it on our website, lmclinic.com. But again, for now, calls are still going to be the order of the day at 888-312-5757. Okay, Jerry, we did talk about this a little bit when we started at 8 o'clock this morning, but I need you to do a little brief review. What's the latest update? What's your latest news? What are your latest frustrations? I had mentioned, I ran into this quote, that the first casualty of war is the truth. And we're talking about this virus, that we're at war with it. Everyone keeps using that term. But we're not getting the same message from, for example, our politicians. Mixed reviews.
Yes. Okay, well, let's start with the good news.
Good news.
The good news is we now have two drugs that appear to be useful the CCP virus. CCP stands for Chinese Communist Party, by the way. It's the Chinese Communist Party virus that they have afflicted upon the world. There are two new drugs, remdesivir. Remdesivir is a new drug. It's an antiviral produced by Gilead Sciences. It is very useful in very sick people. So if you get the virus and you are sick enough to be hospitalized, this drug is showing really, really good results. A control study done at University of Chicago has said this is probably the way to go. Now, there may well be other antiviral drugs in the works because there's a lot of them being tested right now, but this one is showing good results. The other one is, of course, the old hydroxychloroquine in conjunction with azithromycin and zinc. It is not worth it for really sick people by and large. Few people respond nicely when they're real sick, but most of the time you get a statistically significant improvement, decrease in symptoms, more rapid recovery if you are moderately to mildly ill. Where that drug seems to shine is as a prophylactic. That people that are on the drug for other reasons, people that, for instance, have a rheumatoid arthritis and are on the drug for that, or they have a scleroderma, or they have lupus, there are tens of thousands of people on the drug for those, and they just don't seem to be catching the virus at all. They seem to be very resistant. So the hydroxychloroquine is best of all at preventing infection, and it's pretty good at mild to moderate infections. And then if you're more seriously ill, the remdesivir does a much, much better job.
So the hydroxychloroquine might be good for people when they first discover they sure. have a problem.
Best of all, of course, is if you took it before you ever got sick, and then you have a much better chance you'll never get sick.
So do you recommend that, though?
No. Okay. And for two reasons, really. It is not a totally innocuous drug. There are potential side effects with it. You know, it's not like taking a vitamin C. And so to people that are not sick at all, to take a prescription drug every way on the off chance you might get exposed is kind of silly. Now, on the other hand, I can virtually guarantee you that most of the doctors that are exposed to this this virus on a regular basis, the doctors and the nurses working in the hospital, a large percentage of them have written prescriptions for each other.
Yeah, but they
and
have.
They're taking it.
Yeah.
All right. Because they're high risk. You know, and especially if you're an older doctor, if you're a 65-year-old doctor, you're near the end of your time, you're high risk because of your age, and you're there exposed to people every day. If you're not taking it, you're a fool. I mean, that's just, you know, that's the way it goes. So
people who brought that up originally were practically crucified by
I understand.
Certain politicians.
Well, but politicians are morons by definition. We know that.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, I think every politician's got to take an IQ test, and only if they fail are they allowed to take the oath of office. So did you get the hint that I maybe don't have a high opinion of the politicians?
Yes. It required no comment from me.
Right. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, the politicians are not at much risk. You know, they get in their nice, great, big office, and they don't expose to anybody except the secretary and the lobbyists who want to buy their favor. And so their chances of catching the disease are low. But if you were a doctor who was staring into the face of somebody that had the disease all day, every day, 10, 12 hours a day, and you don't take a prophylactic drug, you're a fool. I mean, that's just the way that goes. So for them, yes, I recommend it. For the average guy on the street, no. But if you get sick, what we need to do now is we need two types of tests to be in common use. We need the antibody test so we can figure out who is already resistant to the disease, has been infected and thrown the disease off once so that they have a low likelihood of getting infected again. And we need to have point of care testing so that if you get symptoms, you go in and you see your doctor, he tests you right then in 5 or 10 minutes, he says, yes, you have it or you don't. And then if you have it and you are a mild case at that point, he can start you on something like the hydroxychloroquine. So Those are the things we need. The other thing we need is everybody to start wearing masks in public. Anytime you are in a situation where there's a high likelihood you will be within 65 or 6 feet of another human being, you need to be wearing your mask.
So masks are going to be here to stay.
Well, for until we get a vaccine. Once we get a vaccine.
Well, what I meant, they're going to be here for a good while.
Best part of a year. Yeah. And so if you go in a store without a mask, you should be shamed as an antisocial scumbag. Because you are putting not just yourself, but other people at risk. And you say, well, it's my business if I want to infect myself. Yeah, that's fine. As long as you want to pay 100% of your medical costs and you don't expect the rest of society to pay your bills. But, you know, most people want to have insurance and they want the government or they want other people to help pay their bills. So, no, don't do stupid things to get yourself sick and expect other people to pay the freight for your stupidity. That's just wrong. So, if you're going to the store, wear a mask. Now, if you're walking a trail, you're out by yourself, you don't need a mask. You're in the house with your spouse and your children, you don't need a mask, okay? And if you go out with those close family members, you can be close together, you don't need a mask.
Yeah.
I mean, use good sense, for goodness sakes. But if you're going to walk by me and my family, I want you and I both to be in masks.
Yeah.
Real simple.
Real simple. Which is why, by the way, we've ordered numerous masks for all of our patients. In fact, it might be a fun time just to point out that our free health analysis appointments, you know, a couple of weeks ago we announced that, yes, we still have some free health analysis appointments available, and we're offering two free masks for every person that comes in, one for them and one for their spouse or mate, you know, whoever they're living with, And that's cool. But we're also offering $100 worth of free longevity supplements of your choice. We're not going to give you some bizarre supplement, but, you know, $100. And when we did that, boom, 3 days later, we had no more appointments in April because people are realizing, ooh, this is a good time.
But we're getting close to May now, so it's time to open up May.
And we opened up May, which is my announcement now, in that we don't have that many. They're available on a first-come, first-served basis. And I think we have... Well, I think it's 7 in Kirkland in May, but I think we have 14 in Tacoma and about 15 or 16 in Linwood, or it's the other way around. I don't know. Bottom line, though, we have some, and yes, we are still honoring the $100 worth of supplements, longevity supplements, and we are giving the two free masks, which are the N95 masks. Mm-hmm. And we're very happy. We've got them now. And so if you would like to make a free health analysis appointment, certainly you are starting to realize there's never been a better time to make a free, you know, to do something about your health, to get healthy. So go to our website, lmclinic.com, lmclinic.com, and we will... set you up. They're on a first-come, first-served basis. You make your own appointment right online. Easy to do. And with that, we got to go to a break. We're just a couple of minutes late here, so let's go to a break. And when we come back, we'll start taking your calls. Unless, Jerry, did you have more that you wanted to share, or can you fit that in later?
I can fit it in later.
You can fit it in later? During the last hour, the last 2 hours, we had Dr. Nelson call in, basically talking about the negative effects of not dealing with your pain, not being able to sleep. There are some real negative things that happen. And then we had Dr. Brian McKay from Advanced Cosmetic and Laser Dentistry. He was just on during the last hour. This hour, or this two-hour period of time, I've got Dr. Mark Weber, a chiropractor. He's going to be with us. For a brief explanation, you know, what's going on in chiropractic. And then I've got Dr. Gilbert at 11:15 to talk about Northwest Vision Institute and what you should do if you are dealing with eye issues, sight issues. It's going to be a great show. Stay close.
Leading Edge Medicine. For the first time in history, you can choose how you age. Call with your question at 1-888-312-5757. That's 1-888-312-5757.
I think it's a wonderful thing. It teaches at the seminar, and not reacting after the problems, it's trying to prevent the problems from happening in the first place. And the thing I like the most about everything that I've learned is it all makes very logical and intuitive sense.
When the record starts spinning, you chillin', so when you chicken at the hop. 20 minutes past the hour, you are listening. You're driving down the road, you just turned on the radio. This is Leading Edge Medicine. We've been on 570 KVI since 1999, and we're glad maybe you're still listening to us. If you've been listening that long, good for you. Let us take a call or two from Maury Island. Let's talk with Armin. Armin, welcome to the show.
Hello, Armin.
Hello, doctor. Hello, Peter.
How can we help, sir?
I called in with three questions toward the very end of last week's show. Questions about the Chinese Communist Party virus.
Yes.
And we ran out of time, and you suggested I call back in at the top of one of these hours.
Okay.
About the RNA aspect.
Yes.
And I'm still challenged by, what is this RNA? It's not alive in the sense that it can't reproduce, but obviously it's not a completely inert substance like a grain of sand, that it still has the ability to want to invade a cell. And you were saying invade a cell and then have that cell replicate itself. And you invited me to call back so you could talk more about that. At least that's okay. Kind of how
All right.
Remember.
I think you're misspeaking, though. It's not the RNA. You're asking about viruses, period. I mean, in a mammalian cell, we have DNA, which then produces RNA as part of our cellular replication of duplicating the nucleus of our cell so we can make a new cell. Okay. So mammalian cells, well, avian cells, reptilian, all of the larger animals, we have both DNA and RNA. And they're both, part of our replication of cell process. But let me kind of give you the breakdown of how life is on Earth. You know, we may be different in other places in the universe, but on Earth it kind of fits this pattern. We have multicellular organisms like us and birds and lizards and, you know, creatures that have billions upon billions of cells that make us up. And all of those cells communicate with each other. Every cell in your body takes in nutrients. For most of the cells, it's glucose. For some cells, it's fat. If some cells can burn either, but that energy source, whatever it is, comes into the cell. It is broken down within the cell to basic components, that then transfers into the mitochondria. The mitochondria are organelles that then process this to produce ATP, GDB, GTT, and make energy, and the energy is then transferred out into the rest of the cell that then allows us to stay alive and function. And these cells communicate with each other. They produce acellular vesicles, they produce exosomes, and they send messages to other cells around your body, sometimes adjacent cells, but sometimes that gets into your bloodstream and impacts your entire body. And that can be for good or bad. Fat cells, especially visceral fat cells, produce over 80 inflammatory, destructive peptides, enzymes, cytokines that cause you to have pain and more rapid degeneration of your joints, and your brain cells shrink faster and so on. Working muscle produces what we call myokines. These are enzymes, peptides, messengers that go out to your body, more than 100 of them, that decrease inflammation, that produce growth and healing and repair. So working muscle, good, visceral fat, bad. Okay. Now you go down to the single cell organisms, and these are things like the some of the single cell parasites, the things, those little flagellates that will sit in the muck and so on. And even there, these cells produce all of the energy of life. There's only one cell there, but that one cell does everything we've described. It takes in nutrients, it breaks the nutrients down, it metabolizes, it produces energy. It again reproduces, makes more cells. And again, that's a living cell. Then you get down smaller than that are the bacteria. And the bacteria are, again, single cells, but even bacteria communicate with other cells and bacteria. They produce products they excrete into their environment, and they bring other products into their cells, and they grow and develop. And sometimes the bacteria are things we really need to live. We have a lot of bacteria in our guts that are critical for our health and survival, but we can also get bacteria there that do us damage. Smaller than the bacteria, there is a gap. There is a place in which traditionally we have thought there is nothing. And then you get to really tiny structures we then call viruses. Viruses are so small, they cannot have the organelles that the bacteria and the larger cells have. They don't have mitochondria. They don't have the structural organelles that allow them to carry out what we normally think of the processes of life. They don't bring in nutrients. They don't excrete things. They don't reproduce on their own. They are, when they are by themselves, inert. They just kind of sit there. They're a packet of genetic material, DNA and or RNA. And the coronaviruses and the flu viruses are RNA viruses. They're not DNA viruses. The RNA viruses are more fragile in many respects, but they mutate more easily. They change. They're more subject to mutations and damage. DNA viruses tend to be more stable. But these viruses, when they come in contact with a living cell, with a cell that has the machinery of life, they then attach to that cell, inject their genetic material into the cell. That genetic material now is inside a cell that has all the components of what we can usually think of as life. And that cell starts now using that genetic material to make virus. And the cell turns itself wholeheartedly to just filling up with viruses, and then it reaches a point that it enlarges, it ruptures, and it releases now thousands of virus into the surrounding cells, which then become subject to infection. Eventually, when this process goes on, your body recognizes there's a problem. Your immune system gets alerted. You start making antibodies to attack those viruses, and you destroy the viruses. You basically break them into little tiny pieces and so that they're no longer able to infect you. That's what a virus is. So it does invade and take over your cell, but it doesn't have its own metabolism. It's dependent on your cell to provide the metabolism. And that's why we say it's not truly alive, because it doesn't do the metabolic processes. So we don't talk, strictly speaking, about killing a virus. We inactivate a virus, or we destroy a virus, but we don't actually kill it, because it doesn't have the normal components we define as life. Below viruses, there's another structure we now call the prion or the prion. And that's what causes the mad cow disease or the Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, which are destructive brain. And these are actually viruses to viruses. They're incredibly tiny things. And they are just, we call them self-replicating proteins. They are even tinier than viruses, have fewer structures than viruses do. Interestingly, there is that niche in between the virus and the bacteria that we have always in the past claimed was empty. Well, nature hates a vacuum. And so in recent years, starting back in the late 80s, we began identifying these little things we call nanobacteria, which are smaller than bacteria and larger than viruses. And the nanobacteria have a few of the characteristics of living creatures, but not as many as bacteria, but they have more complex structures than viruses.
Good grief.
But the nanobacteria are very controversial. Not everybody even believes they exist. The studies on that are really kind of fascinating and equivocal. So I can argue both sides of the nanobacteria case. But at any rate, we have a variety of structures from the prion, the very tiny, all the way up to the multicellular organisms like us. At some point, these things get complex enough that they actually bring in nutrients, metabolize those nutrients, use that to reproduce and grow new cells and communicate with those around them. That's the definition of life. Since viruses don't do that, we don't call them alive. That doesn't mean they can't impact those of us that are alive, though. Okay.
Interesting.
It's all a matter of definition. If you want to, you know, you change your definition of what constitutes life, well, then a virus can be alive. But our current definition involves metabolism, metabolizing a substrate, using it to create energy, using that energy to mobilize your own resources and reproduce on your own. That's our current definition of life, and that's why viruses aren't called alive. That's, hope I didn't bore the heck out of everybody.
Oh, no, I think that's good. Armin, I hope that answers at least a few of your questions there. Thank you for calling in. And with that, I think we're going to go to a break right now. And when we come back, we've got other people on the line. We've got Steve wanting to know about, well, different questions about tests that are either available now or soon to be available.
Okay.
Art wants to know about the various symptoms. Are there new and specific symptoms to be watching out?
Okay.
And, we've got more. We got Erica and Judy, too, on hold. Okay. Judy is going to want to talk with Dr. Gilbert when Dr. Michael Gilbert calls in around 11:15. And we've also got Dr. Mark Weber, a chiropractor, calling in at the bottom of the hour. So lots going on. In fact, Dr. Weber is probably going to be next if he has called in. I believe he has. Hang on. We'll be back before you know it.
Leading Edge Medicine. Do you have a question? Well, you can call now at 1-888-312-5757 and tell your friends to listen too. That's 1-888-312-5757.
I've been a patient for about a year and a half. I'm impressed with the program, and I've gained a lot of benefits from it. I owe a lot to the longevity program. It's been great.
Everybody's going out and having fun. I'm just a fool for staying home and having none. I can't get over how she set me free. Oh, lonesome me.
All right, hey, 35 minutes past the hour. A quick reminder.
Yes.
We do have some free health analysis appointments. And again, when we made them available and added the $100 worth of free longevity supplements for the month of April, 3 days later, they were all gone. But we've opened up May early. We don't normally do it this early, but just because of the demand. May is now open. We don't have that many, but we've got 7 or so in Kirkland and about 15, 16 or so in both Tacoma and Linwood. And so the good news is, yes, we're going to still honor the $100 worth of supplements, but we're giving still the 2 free tests and the 2 free masks. So when you come in, you can not only get a mask, and these are the N95 masks, and for you and your spouse or your mate or what have you, whoever's living, actually living with you. We don't have enough masks so that you
for
can
all
supply
friends and neighbors.
All your relatives and neighbors
can't
and what
do that.
Have you. But so there's a lot of reasons, because there's never been a better time to get healthy. And you came back last hour when I said that and said what?
There's never a bad time to get healthy.
Right. There's never been a better time than right now, but you say it's so true. There's never a bad time.
No. Anytime you start getting healthy, you know, 6 months ago would have been better yet. 6 months from now is okay, I guess. But, you know, whenever you make the changes to improve your situation, one of the things that I just read an article yesterday pointing out that the vast majority of the serious illnesses and deaths are among people that are overweight.
Yes.
It's that simple. If you're overweight and out of shape.
Or diabetic.
Well, that goes with
that
being
goes
diabetic.
With it, doesn't it?
Yeah. You know, I mean, weight correlates with diabetes, heart disease, osteoporosis, cognitive decline. Do you realize that if America were a lean, fit country, we would have 25% less cancer?
Wow.
You know, people think of cancer as something that just gets you. 25% of the cancer in America is caused by obesity.
Mm.
Real simple.
Scary.
Yeah. You know, there are some lifestyle things such as smoking that dramatically raise it, but a sedentary lifestyle, depriving your body of the myokines, those anti-inflammatory pro-healing products made by working muscle. If you don't have muscle that is working vigorously on a regular basis, you're raising your risk of cancers, heart disease, diabetes, and so on. So being lean and fit, it's not just lean. Lean and fit makes a difference.
It's a wonderful combination. We've been saying this. We say this and people say, oh, really? Well, you hear it probably 100 times on the show.
But people don't want to believe it.
Yeah. But you really can feel better this coming year than you felt last year, 5 years ago.
And you can feel better, but you can do more.
Function better.
Function.
You keep telling me.
Yes.
Not just feel better.
Feel is nice. Function is better. I want you stronger, faster, leaner, smarter, and sexier.
What a perfect lead-in to my good friend, Dr. Mark Weber. Mark, good morning to you. Are you there?
Good morning, Pete and Dr. Mixon.
Howdy.
Hey, now this is a classic example. We've had Mark in here. He's my chiropractor. He'd been in the studio here a couple of times. And, Mark, you were doing pretty normal average, but talk about feeling better next year than you did last year. Tell us your story real quickly about how longevity made a difference in your life. Take us through that transition. What happened?
Sure. And like you said, you know, it's always a good time to get fit and healthy. And I was at that point where 5 years ago, I needed a knee replacement because I couldn't run. I had arthritis really bad in both knees. And I was thinking, man, this is crazy. And I couldn't run anymore, which used to be one of my main exercises. So my metabolism was down. I was putting on weight. I couldn't do the exercises or lift like I used to, what I was used to doing. And that's about the time I met you, Peter. And you introduced me to the longevity clinic. And so I went through the testing and realized not only, you know, was my knees bad, but my hormones were off. So especially my testosterone was down. I knew it was low, but I didn't realize it was not even on the chart. So I started working with the longevity clinic, and they helped put me in balance because I was going to the gym to try to be healthy and keep some muscle mass, keep the metabolism up. But I found that I just could not move up in weight at all. If I moved up a little, I'd tweak something, and I'd get these little injuries. Or I got a frozen shoulder, and I couldn't, even though physically I could do more weight, but I would pay for it for like 2 weeks. And when I got on the program, I noticed within about 3 or 4 days it was working. I could tell my men's team, when we played this little game, I was just much more into the game than normal. And I was like, wow, what? They're all looking at me and I'm thinking, wow, what's up with me? I feel good. And I realized it was working. But, you know, it's funny, but, you know, it's all about quality of life, being lean and fit, being active, having my metabolism stay up there. I mean, it's all about health. But I call what happened to me, what I'm going to tell you next, is a happy accident, because what I found is once I got on the program, and my hormones were in balance. It didn't take much, just a little tweaks. And I found I could start lifting a little more weight, and I wasn't getting injured. And these little injuries that were happening before weren't. And not only did the muscles in my back and my legs get stronger, I got stronger all over. And then I kept moving up in weight. And the next thing I know, I'm pretty strong. I just never expected to be this strong again. And I started having patients. And some of the teams I work with, so I work with a lot of power lifters in the Seattle Mist, the team in the Seattle Thunderbirds, so a lot of sports teams. And one of the power lifters was saying, compete again. And I do this talk called The Mindset of a Champion. And one of the ladies, one of the power lifters, told everybody I was going to compete in the next powerlifting universe. So I said, okay. I figured, okay, this wasn't even on my radar to compete in a powerlifting meet. I thought, oh my gosh. So I started training hard. I figured it would inspire my son, who's 14, maybe. And I got so strong that I went in there and just totally shocked myself, because I ended up breaking two state records last May, one in the bench press and one in the deadlift. I benched 319 pounds and deadlifted 507 pounds.
Wow.
My age, because I'm 53, you know, and I weighed 228 pounds at the time.
So is this in the old man category? I mean, you know, 53.
This is old man category. This is the Masters. 47 really? To 53 okay. years old. Yeah.
Well,
and
that's not
why, like, yeah. you know, there's people that do more than that in the younger open, they call it. But in the Masters, that was as
two. That's amazing. Records. That's yeah. amazing. Yeah. How many records do you have right now in the weightlifting categories?
I have 5 state records right now. And in powerlifting, which I never in a million years would have thought of. And so, and I qualified for the World Powerlifting Championship. So I wow. never thought I would ever be in a world championship. I mean, as far as I'm a sports chiropractor, so I am the medical director for 24 World Powerlifting Championships, but as the doctor, not as a competitor.
That's right. So you are a happy longevity patient. It made a big difference.
This never would have happened if I had gone to a legit longevity clinic. This is what I call a happy accident, because it's about quality of life, being lean, in shape, being healthy. And this is just kind of what showed up, which wasn't even on my radar. And now, I mean, when I go to the World Championships this October, I mean – All the lifters are going to be shocked when they see me get up there. I mean, it's going to be really fun to actually show them. You know, I mean, there's a certain amount of, like, respect that comes with, you know, they'll see me as understand. They know I understand them, but
yep.
the camaraderie, I'm not just their doctor. I'm also, you know, a competitor with them.
So let me ask you a quick question. I mean, obviously, Mark, we are not suggesting everybody ought to go out and try to break world records. We're just trying that longevity, Jerry. Wouldn't you agree? We just want people, like you say, Jerry, to be stronger, faster, leaner, smarter, and sexier. You don't have to break world records.
No. The record I want you to break is your own. I want you next year to be stronger, leaner, smarter, sexier than you are this year.
Yeah.
That's all. You know, I don't expect everybody to be competing, but I do want you to get rid of that pop belly. I want you to have a flat, firm belly. I want you to make love again several times a week. I want you to run down the street, not because you have to run, you know, no tiger after you. I want you running for the sheer joy of running.
Yeah.
Just because your body is strong and resilient and you want to run.
So let me just say, Mark, we've only got about 30 seconds here. I know you've been sending your patients to longevity. You keep, we know we've got a lot of patients here at longevity thanks to you, and we appreciate that. But what do you say to some of our listeners who have been procrastinating, maybe they haven't been quite motivated enough. What would you encourage them?
Well, I say don't wait, because quality of life and being healthy, there's no time like the present. And you don't realize what you are missing until you really get your life back. And I had no idea that I could be doing anything like this. This wasn't on my radar, but just the excitement and how good you feel, it transcends all levels of your life. And not only for you, but I mean your family, other people see it. It's just you're missing out. You don't even know it. So just,
Mark,
I just say take the step and do it.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it. And by the way, Mark wasn't expecting this, but honestly, Weber Chiropractic, they're right there off 520. Are you still seeing patients at Weber Chiropractic?
Or are you closed down?
We are open, and we are seeing patients. And we take all the precautions, but we help offload some of the musculoskeletal complaints from some of the hospitals and clinics in the area, too.
Fantastic. Weber Chiropractic, 425-889-2882. That's 425-889-2882. If you need a chiropractor, I can't think of a better guy to go to. Mark, thanks so much for calling in. Very nice of you to do that. Have a good rest of your day. All right. When we come back, well, we've got plenty of calls here. I'm not even going to give out the phone number again because our lines are full. However, if you want to pay attention to what Dr. Mark Weber just had to say, maybe you ought to grab one of those free health analysis appointments. It's a good time to get healthy. And you can start with the two free tests that we offer you in your free health analysis appointment. And you get the two free masks, the N95 masks, and you get the $100 worth of free longevity supplements. Make your own appointment at any one of our three clinics, Tacoma, Linwood, Kirkland. You go online at lmclinic.com, lmclinic.com. It's easy to schedule. Grab one. We'll be back.
I finally went and took that free test, and it didn't hurt. I went ahead and moved forward with genetic testing and inflammatory markers and stuff like that, so I'm encouraged to see what those results are. So how would this work for my father at 80 years old?
Welcome back. Pete Talbot here. You're listening to Leading Edge Medicine, and I just got a text from Dr. Mark Weber. He says, thanks for plugging me on the radio. Weber guy, right? He didn't know I was going to do that, but I mean, good grief. He's a good guy. He is the chiropractor for all kinds of sport teams. He's the resident at some hospital, that's Evergreen or Overlake, something. This guy is really good. But he goes on to say, tell Dr. Mixon, thank you very much for what you guys have done for me. I really wouldn't have been doing this without you guys. That's cool.
Yes, it is.
And that's why we have chiropractors, naturopaths, MDs, surgeons, obstetricians. We've got all kinds of doctors as patients.
Yes. Yeah. We have a whole host of folks. And, you know, it's good, but let's face it, everybody wants to be better than they are as they get older.
Unless they're crazy, unless they believe the lie that they got to fall apart on schedule like everybody else. Doesn't have to be. All right. Again, make your free health analysis appointment. I hope we run out of them today. We may not, but go to LM Clinic, grab one of those free appointments. It's a smart thing.
Physicians are not the healthiest people in America.
Well, that is true, isn't it?
It's really weird.
Yeah.
You know, I have been amazed at MDs who should know better, who do know better, but that do crazy self-destructive stuff. Anyway, I knew a pulmonologist, okay, spends his whole day treating lung disease, and he smoked. He was a smoker. I said, what? You know, I know cardiologists that are fat. I mean, really, they endocrinologists who treat diabetes, and they're fat, and they're sedentary. Why on earth? I mean, it's so frustrating to go to medical meetings, and you walk around the hall, you know, there's 1,000 doctors there, and a significant portion of them, I've got to look at these guys and say, why on earth would anybody take health advice from you? I mean, you know, you're barely able to drag your butt across the floor. You've got this long, depressing frown on your face. Your whole body posture just screams that I'm miserable and unhappy and unhealthy, and yet you expect people to take health advice from you.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's crazy.
I was part of a men's group for only about a year. There's about 15 of us. We met every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock for a couple of hours.
Uh-huh.
And one of the guys was a doctor, and he weighed about 300 pounds.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons I left, I just couldn't really take the subtle, but he thought what we did at Longevity was, he didn't use the term voodoo, but he said it's silly, it's nonsense.
But he was using food as a suicide tool. So, you know,
well,
suicide by fork. And, yeah. And yet he's criticized other people that want him to be strong and lean and smart.
Well, I think forks ought to be some sort of like gun control legislation on forks, because it's the fork's fault that people are fat.
Well, I'm sure that's what it is. If it weren't for spoons and forks, we'd all be lean and thin.
That's right. And so we ought to outlaw those.
Well, at least get a federal permit to buy one.
That's right. Let's do that. Okay. Oh, I love my job. Okay. Let us go to Tacoma and talk to Steve. Steve, welcome to the show.
Hello, Steve.
Thank you. Hi, Doc. I'm going to put this in the form of a sequence, because one of the questions I had, you touched on briefly in your intro. About 12 days ago, I was hit almost like shotgun blast with three quick sneezes. I had a mask on, and I'd been feeling ill from a few days afterward. I could never take a test because my fever never got to 100.
Yep.
However, my normal body temperature is about 97.3.
Mm-hmm.
And the attendant there said, well, it doesn't matter what your normal body temperature is, because if you have a fever, it would go over 100. Does that make sense to you? Because from 98.6 to 100, it's 1.4 degrees.
It doesn't follow 70. Human physiology. No, it doesn't. This 98.6 as the quote normal temperature is archaic. It was from the early 20th century. Children run higher temperatures than adults. Adults run lower temperatures as they get older. People of different body weights and different muscle mass and components have different body temperatures. Thyroid function adjusts your body temperature. Lots of things, and besides,
okay,
which
so
some people that get in,
that
and some people who got it, some people get infected don't run a temperature at all, but they still have a coronavirus infection.
Interesting. Okay.
I may have been in that group because I've been taking numerous enhancers. Now there are, and here's where you mentioned something before. There are two different tests.
Yes.
One for presence of the virus, and the second mm-hmm. for antibodies. Antibodies
right.
of the virus.
Yes.
Now, at this point, if I get a test, which one should I take?
The antibody test, if you're not sick. Yeah. Actually, I would love it if everybody had both. But look, we cannot test that many people. We have the capacity right now to produce
right.
about 1 million virus tests a week. Okay? 1
right.
million. Well, guess what? There's 350 million Americans.
Yeah.
So how long would it take us to test everybody at our current capacity? You know, years?
Yeah, 7 years. Is the antibody test in more prevalence than the virus
no,
test?
No, it's in less prevalence right now.
Okay,
well,
yeah.
Because
now,
what happened
I'm
was
not
the
a mechanic.
Yes.
Previously, that the Chi-Com 19 kills or damages the aorta and the lungs, so they cannot accept oxygen.
Yes, and also your kidneys, and we're now finding out your brain.
Okay.
Hey, and boy, I hate to do this, Steve, but we've got the top of the hour ID, and we cannot, it's just a hard break. We got to do it. Do we need to hold
him over for a minute?
Steve, can we hold you over? And when we come back after the top of the hour quick news break and station ID, we will get back to you. Hang on there, Steve. We'll put you on hold. In the meantime, don't go far. We'll be back with what is our fourth hour of Leading Edge Medicine every Saturday morning. And don't forget, if you got to go, at least do this. Make your free health analysis appointment by going to our website, lmclinic.com. Two free tests, two free masks, and $100 worth of longevity supplements of your choice at lmclinic.com. We'll be right back.
The preceding program was paid for by the advertiser and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of KVI management and staff.
KVI Seattle. Tune in and tune up. From hermeneutical to pharmaceutical.